Today's Mishnayos are Masechtes Peah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav, and Mishnah Zayin. Today's Mishnayos are being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Aryeh Tzvi, Ben Reb Chana Chendel, the Kozhuk Lava Goyin, Hashem Yimkom Damai. So we saw earlier in the Masechta that the only time one is Chayv and Peah is if the owner of the field, or at the very least, a Jew, is the one that harvests the field. However, if the field is harvested in an unconventional way, so for example, a non-Jew would harvest the field, or animals would knock down all the crops, or a wind would come and that would cause all the crops to fall, in that case, the halacha is there would be no chiyuv of peah. Says the Mishnah, an oivet kechavim who harvested his field, the achakach nesgayer, and then the oivet kechavim himself became a ger. He became a yid. Now that he's a yid, he's chayiv in peah. But at the time that he harvested it, he was a non-Jew. And we know that if a non-Jew harvests a field, there is no chiyuv peah. So what's the halacha? Says the Mishnah, it's very simple. Potter, he's potter min alechget, min hashikcha u'min hapeah. Meaning he's potter from peah, but he's not only potter from peah, he's also potter from leket, he's also potter from shikcha. Because all three of these matanos have the same exact condition, that the only time one is chayiv is in the event that the Tfuah was harvested by a yid. But in the event that a non-Jew harvested it, then the person would be potter. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev b'shikcha. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda argued with one point that the Tanakhama said, and that is shikcha. Rabbi Yehuda says that an oivet kechavim that harvests his field, then he becomes a ger, the halachas he would be chayev in shikcha, and the reason is she'ena shikcha ela b'shasa imor. Because what is shikcha? Someone has bundles in the field and he leaves the bundles. So when the shikcha is chal at the time that the tfuah was already in bundles. So if it's chal when the tfuah is in bundles, then we don't care who harvested the field. What do we care? Who was the owner of the field at the time it was made into bundles? And being that this person was Megayer before it turned into bundles, so therefore he's going to be Chayev. Says Rabbi Yehuda, meaning Bishloim, Meleket, and Peah, there, those Chiyuvim happen at the time of the harvesting. So if a guy is the one that harvested, you're going to be Potter. And even if he's Megayer later, it doesn't matter. It still was harvested at the time that he wasn't a Yid. Shikcha, however, is not go into effect at the time of the harvesting, but rather goes into effect at the time that it's bundled. So we don't care what the status of this person was at the time that he harvested it. What do we care about? What his status was at the time that he bundled it. And as long as at the time that he bundled it, he was a yid, even if at the time that he was katzer asadeh, he was an oivik hechavim, the halach is he's going to be chayiv in shikcha. The Gemara says that really, even the chachamim agreed to what Rabbi Yehuda said. Meaning, how could the Chachamim argue? Why would the Chachamim say that they care whether he was a Yid or not a Yid at the time of the harvesting? Shikcha zchal b'shas imor. So we should care whether he's a Yid or not a Yid at the time of imor. So what do the Chachamim hold? Because the Chachamim hold that although it's true there is a shikcha that happens at the time of imor, but there's another shikcha that happens at the time of the harvesting. If a farmer leaves bundles in the field, that's shikcha. If a farmer forgets to cut certain kama, certain crops, that's also shikcha. So the Chachamim hold that enochinami, the shikcha that happens in bundles is totally in the shasimur. But there's another shikcha that happens at the time that the crops are standing. And the Chachamim hold that all shikcha is totally zebezeh. And being that this person, who was an oivik chachamim at the time that he cut all the tfuah from his field, would have been potter from shikcha v'shas kama, we say that he's also potter from the shikcha b'shas imor. That's where Rabbi Yehuda argues. Rabbi Yehuda says, I agree that this oivik hechavim that was katzer asadeu would be potter from the shikcha b'shas kama. But why should he be potter from the shikcha b'shas imor? From that he's going to be chayiv. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda argues. Mishnah Zayin, which is a continuation of Mishnah Vav. Hikdish kama, if someone was makdish his field. Upada kama, and then he redeemed it. But at the time that he was makdish his field, all the tfuah was standing. At the time that he was paided, again all the tfuah was standing. So the halacha is chayiv. He's going to be chayiv in leket shekhe peah. Nothing happened. Amarim, if the person was makdish the tfuah when it was in bundles, upada amarim, and then he was paided while it was in bundles, chayiv. He's going to be chayiv. Meaning, nothing happened when it was in the possession of hekdish. he was makdish it when it was kama, and then he was paid it. He redeemed it from makdish while it was kama. He was makdish it when it was amarin, and then he was paid it when it was amarin. So nothing happened in the field at the time that it belonged to hakdish. As a result, nothing's going to be impacted as far as the laws of lakat shikhim peya go. However, kama, what if the person was makdish the field at the time that it was kama? Upada amarin. But at the time that he was paid it, hakdish had already gone and harvested the field. Ptura, then the halach is going to be pata. The reason is, shebashas chayvasa hisa ptura, because at the time of the chiyuv, he was already potter. What does that mean? Because just like if a goy would cut the tefuah, the halacha is the field would be potter from lekha shikhan peya, so too if hektish cuts the tefuah, the field is potter from lekha shikhan peya. And being that over here, hektish was the one that cut it, because when you were makdish it, it was kama, and when you were paid it, it was already bundles, so it had to go from being standing crops attached to the ground to being bundles. It happened while it was under the rishos of hektish. So if hektish is the one that did the ktsira, hektish harvested it, the halacha is you're going to be potter from lekha shikhan peya.